Masechs Vachem Pergud Beis Mishnah Dalad until Pergud Gil Mishnah Aleph. 2 Mishnahs ago in Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah taught that the right of the Koyanim to receive the hides of certain Karbonis, namely Karbonis of Kodshe Kodshim, the higher level Karbonis, which have a greater degree of holiness, the law is that the hides, the skins of those Karbonis, are given to the Koyanim. And the Mishnah taught that in a case where the korban becomes invalidated, then it depends. If the korban became invalidated before Zrikas Hadam, when the blood is thrown onto the Mizbeach, so then in the same way as the meat of the korban never reached a stage where it was fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach, because that can only be done after the blood is thrown onto the Mizbeach, so too the hides are not given to the Kohanim. However, if he reached a stage where the meat of the korban is now fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach, namely as soon as the blood has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, then the Kohanim gain their rights to the hides of the animals, such that even if the meat or the rest of the korban becomes invalidated after that, before the meat of the korban has even been burnt on the Mizbeach, the Kohanim will nevertheless retain their rights to the hides of the animals. This Mishnah is going to seem to contradict that, because the Mishnah says, Kol ha-kodshim she'eira bahen pasul kodim lev sheiton. Any of the korbonos, and we're talking specifically about korbonos in the group of kodshe kodshim, the higher level korbonos, which became invalidated before the skins were taken off of the animals. Then the law is that ein erusein la-koyanim, the kohanim would not receive their skins, their hides. La'achev sheiton, but if the invalidation occurred after the animals were skinned, erusein la-koyanim, then their hides would go to the Kohanim. And the Gemara asks the contradiction between these two Mishnayos, and one of the answers given is that this Mishnah essentially means the same as Mishnah Beis. And the point of the Mishnah is not that it depends on when the animals were skinned, but rather when you reach the stage where the animals should be skinned. And that is once the blood is thrown onto the Mizbeach, the next process, the next step in the procedure of bringing the korban is to indeed skin the animals. Continues the Mishnah. Omar Rechaninah's Ganakanim, Rechaninah, the deputy Kohen Gadol, said, in all of my life, I was in the Beis HaMikdash a lot, and I never witnessed a hide of an animal being taken out to the area where they would burn invalidated korbanos. I never saw a hide by itself being taken out there to be burnt. And this really supports that which the Mishnah stated, that once the hides have been taken off the animal, or even once you reach the stage where they are able to be taken off the animal, the Kohanim already have the rights to them, such that even if the korban will become invalidated, that won't apply to the skins. So if the skins, if the hides of the animal are by themselves, that means that they've been stripped off of the animal and would never become invalidated, such that you would bring them to be burnt. And Rabbi Akiva said, "M'devarav lamadnu, from the words of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim we have learnt, we can deduce the following. The law is that a trefa, an animal which has an internal wound or blemish, which threatens its life and is not expected to live for the next year, such an animal is called a trefa, and it's forbidden to eat that animal, and that animal can also not be brought as a korban. Now, in the vast majority of cases, we're only going to find out whether the animal is a trefa or not once the animal has already been slaughtered and we open up the body, and then we can see whether it has an internal wound. But this gives rise to a potential contradiction to that which we just learned in the Mishnah. Because once we've skinned the animal, only after that we're likely to find if the animal is a trefa. And if we indeed do find that the animal is a trefa, then the entire korban is invalid. And this invalidation occurred even before the blood was thrown onto the Mizbeach. The korban was invalid to begin with, we just didn't know about it. And if that's the case, then we would expect the law to be that the Kohanim do not have any rights to the hides of those animals, because the trefa animal was invalid to begin with. So seemingly we have found a case where even once the animal has been skinned of its hide, the hide would still be taken to be burnt, just like the rest of the animal would be taken to burn, because it's invalidated. And the invalidation occurred before the blood was thrown onto the Mizbeach. And yet, from the testimony of Michalina's Ganakanim, it seems that this never occurred. So we see that indeed that must be the law, that since the animal was only discovered to be a trefa after the animal was skinned, after the slaughtering occurred, the Kohanim would still receive the skins, the hides. And if that's the case regarding a korban, we can also learn from there regarding the law of a bechor. A bechor is a firstborn animal, more specifically a male firstborn sheep, goat, or cow. The law is that they need to be brought as korbanos. Now, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and it cannot be brought as a korban, the law is it needs to be given to a kohen, And once the animal receives a wound, which invalidates it from being fit to be bought as a korban, then the kohanim, whichever kohen received it, he can eat it himself. However, there are still certain laws which apply to the firstborn. And the main idea is that it's only permitted to eat it. If the firstborn animal died without receiving a valid shechita, a valid slaughtering which permits it to be eaten, then the entire animal, together with its hide, needs to be buried, and one cannot benefit from it. Now, at first glance, I would have thought that the same would apply to an animal which I slaughter, and after I slaughtered, I discover that the animal was a treifa, and therefore forbidden to eat, and the shechita, the slaughtering, did not permit the animal to be eaten. However, we can deduce from that which Rabbi Chanina Sganu Kanim said, Shehamavshet esa bechor v'nimtza treifa. The one who takes the skin off of a firstborn animal after slaughtering it, and then it's discovered that it is a treifa and cannot be eaten, nevertheless, she also akanim ba'oroi, that the kanim may benefit from the hides of the animal, and the hides do not need to be buried together with the rest of the animal. Because as soon as the firstborn animal is slaughtered, which is the time where the skin, the hides of the animal, should really become permitted to the kohanim, we then look at the kohanim as having received that right, and we totally disregard the status which we find to be in the meat of the animal. It's true the meat is not permitted to eat, but nevertheless, the kohanim still receive the rights to the hides. However, the Chachom say the entire testimony of Rabbi Chanina's Gana Kohanim is irrelevant. What's his testimony? That he never saw the hides being taken to burnt by themselves. Very nice, maybe he just wasn't there when it did happen. When he says that we didn't see, that's not a proof. Rather, the law is, according to the Chachomim, that the hides would indeed be taken to be burnt in any scenario where the korban is discovered to be invalidated, even in an example where it's discovered to be a treifa, and even if it's only discovered after the skin has been taken off. Mishnah Hey, there are two types of korban chatos. One is the vast majority of korban chatos, which the Torah obligates one to bring for certain sins which he violated. And those are offered up on the outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach which stood in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And indeed, the vast majority of all korbanos were offered up on that outer Mizbeach. There's another group of korbanos chatos, however, which are less common, and they are offered up on the inner Mizbeach, which was much smaller, and stood in the Heichal. It stood in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And one big difference between these two korbanos chatos is that the korban chatos, whose blood was thrown on the outer Mizbeach, the parts of that korban which are burnt on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, the korban eschatos whose blood is thrown on the inner Mizbeach, which stood in the Heichal, the Beis HaMikdash building, the part of that korban which needs to be burnt is burnt in a designated area outside of Yerushalayim, which was actually also the area where they removed all of the ashes from the Mizbeach. They would move that and transport it and place those ashes in this area. That area was called the Beis HaDeshen, the area of the ashes which were cleared from the Mizbeach. And in that same location, they would burn these korbanos chatos. So the Mishnah says, Parman Hanisrofim, the bulls which are burnt, or Seirim Hanisrofim, and the goats which are burnt. This is referring to the group of korbanos whose blood is thrown on the inner Mizbeach, and they are all types of korbanos chatos. Bizman Shein Hanisrofim Kemitzvasan, in a time, in a case where they are burnt according to the way that they should be, where the korbanos are totally valid. So once the blood has been thrown onto the Mizbeach, then they take them, and nisrafim beveis hadeshen, they are burnt in the area where the ashes, which were cleared off the Mizbeach, are placed, and this is a designated area outside of Yerushalayim. In addition, the Torah explicitly states that the hasoreif oisam yechabes begodov, the one who burns them, these korbanos chatos, needs to wash his clothes. Meaning, he becomes Tomei, as well as the clothes which he is wearing, they also become Tomei, impure, and he therefore needs to purify himself and purify his clothes by putting them into a mikveh, a particular body of water which will purify them. And the Mishnah says, Umatam Begodim, in a case where these are burnt according to the way that they should be, it makes the person who is burning it makes his clothes Tomei. Impure. However, vim einon isafin kmitzvasan, if they are not being burnt according to their mitzvah, according to the way that they should be, meaning if those korbanos became invalidated and therefore they need to be burnt, not as a fulfillment of the rest of the procedure, like when you burn parts of the korban on the mizbeach, but rather they now need to be burnt because they're invalid korbanos. So in this case, you wouldn't burn them in the Beis HaDeshen, in that designated area where all of the ashes were heaped up, Because that's equivalent to sort of the Mizbeach. That's where they are supposed to burn the Korban Chatos as part of the procedure of bringing that Korban. Over here we're burning it because it became invalidated, Nisrofim Beveis Habira. They would need to be burnt in the area which was right by the Beis HaMikdosh. And there were actually two areas. One was on Har HaBayis, the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdosh stood. So very close by to the Beis HaMikdosh, there was an area designated for burning invalid korbanos. And there was also an additional area in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdosh where they would also burn invalidated korbanos. And the one who is burning those korbanos because they became invalidated, Ve'inam Tam Begodim, that process would not make the clothes of that person Tomei, because the Torah only states that regarding one who is fulfilling the rest of the procedure of bringing the Korban Chatos in the way that it should be brought. Mishnah Vav, this Mishnah talks about the procedure of how the Korbanos Chatos, whose blood was thrown on the inner Mizbeach, which stood in the Beis HaMikdosh building, called the Heichal, how they would carry out the procedure of burning the parts of that Korban which needed to be burnt. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, they're not burnt on the Mizbeach itself, rather they are burnt in the Beis HaDeshen, a particular area where the ashes which were cleared from the Mizbeach were stored, and this was a site outside of Yerushalayim, and over there they would burn these Korbanos Chatos. Says the Mishnah, they would carry them on poles, and Yotzu HaRishonim Chutz Chomes HaAzara, once the first people who are carrying the poles at the front leave the walls of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and we should add the meat which was on the poles was also taken out. Already from that point, according to this opinion of the Mishnah, even if v'ha'achrim le'yotzu, the Kohanim who are holding the poles at the back, they have not yet exited the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. As soon as the first people leave, harishem tam begodim, the clothes of the people in the front holding the poles become tomei. V'acharonim, and regarding the ones who are holding the poles at the back, inam tam begodim achayetsu, their clothes only become tomei, impure, once they themselves leave the courtyard. Yotz eil v'eilu, once both of them have left the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, then eil v'eilu tam begodim, the clothes of both of them are tomei. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Shimon says, the clothes of both the people holding the poles at the front and at the back only become tomei if they are involved in the burning of the korbanos once the majority of the meat has been consumed by the fire. Only if they're involved in the actual burning of the korbanos, at that point their clothes become tomei. And that is indeed the simple understanding of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'asurif oisayich habeis begodov." It talks about the one who is burning the meat. However, the first opinion of the Mishnah learns from other pasukim that this applies even to those who are assisting in the burning by transporting the meat to the site of where it's going to be burnt. Rabbi Shimon continues and says that nitach habosar, once the meat has been burnt properly, even if it has not been totally turned into ashes, if it's been fully burnt, or even if not fully burnt, but the fire has consumed all of the meat which is being burnt there. From that point onwards, if somebody now becomes involved in the burning, the one who is involved in the burning will not make his clothes tomei, impure. The focus and discussion of the final two prokem of the Masechta is the prohibition of bringing korbanos and performing some of the services outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. The Torah writes two separate prohibitions for slaughtering a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdosh and for actually offering up that korban on a mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. And the punishment which the Torah prescribes for somebody who does this intentionally, and he knows that it is forbidden, is the severe punishment of Kores, where he, so to speak, is cut off from Hashem. And the punishment for somebody who violates one of these two prohibitions unintentionally, for example, if he didn't know that this was prohibited, is to bring a Korban Chatos. And the Mishnah teaches that Hashochet V'Amale Bachutz, one who slaughters a korban and offers it up on a mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, he is liable to a korban chatos chayv al hashechita v'chayv al ha'aliyah. He's liable to bring a korban chatos for the prohibition of slaughtering it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's liable to bring a korban chatos for the prohibition of offering it up on the mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. because the Torah separates it out into two distinct prohibitions. Rabbi Yisai Glili says, Shochat bifnim vehelo bachutz. If somebody slaughters the korban inside the Beis HaMikdash or inside the courtyard, vehelo bachutz, and then he took it out and he offered it up on a mizbeach outside of the courtyard, Chayev, then he would be liable for having violated the prohibition of offering up a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, if shochat bachutz vehelo bachutz, if he slaughtered the animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash and he offered it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, potter, he's exempt, listen carefully, he's exempt from a korban chatos for offering it up on the mizbeach. He's still liable for having violated the prohibition of slaughtering it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but not for the offering up. Why? Shelehelo bachutz el ador posel. Because he only offered up outside of the Beis HaMikdash an invalid korban. Any korban which is outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash is invalid. And the Torah only prohibits, or at least the Torah only gives the punishments of kares or bringing a korban chatos for somebody who offers up a otherwise valid korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But if you slaughtered it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so that entire slaughtering invalidates the korban, and therefore when you offered it up, you offered it up a invalid korban, and therefore you would be exempt. It emerges, according to Rabbi Glili, that although there are two prohibitions, it's impossible to violate both of them. If you slaughter the korban outside, so then you would only violate the prohibition of slaughtering it outside. You would not have violated the prohibition, you would not be liable to bring a korban for offering it up. On the other hand, if you slaughter it inside the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not liable for the slaughtering, you're only liable for the offering up of the korban outside. Even one who slaughters the korban inside the courtyard and then he offers it up outside, according to your logic, he also should not be liable for the offering up in that case. Because as soon as he takes out the korban from the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, he invalidates it. So whatever happens when he comes to actually offering up the korban, it's invalidated already. So clearly the Torah nevertheless prohibits bringing the korban on a mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even once it has become invalidated.